Hey, how you doing? It's Pastor Jay. Welcome to our podcast. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening. I pray that this word blesses your spirit, empowers you wherever you are, whether it be your home, your workplace, the gym, or even if you're riding in the car. Look, let's advance the kingdom by spreading this word with whoever you come in contact with. That is my ultimate goal, is to spread the kingdom and the message of Jesus Christ. I love you, and once again, here's today's message. Be blessed. Amazing song to open up this 2021 with. How many of you all are thankful that God lives in you? That in Him we live, move, and have our being? I'm so thankful that God kept us all the way through 2020. And He kept us through 2021 so far, because we're 3 days in. So right where you are, I just want you to give God some praise right there in your home. You can do some electronic praise. You can put some hand claps or emojis. Whatever you want to put in the comment section, you can. And so let's give God some praise this morning for our praise team. Didn't they do an amazing job? They did an amazing job this morning. And I know you all are like, wow, it looks different at NBCC, right? I am so thankful. I am so thankful that we made it to 2021. Look, there's some great things happening here at NBCC this year. And I am thankful that we made it all the way through 2020. And I won't say we made it through unscathed, but we made it through because we were in God's hand. So I am thankful this morning. So once again, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone who is watching this live, and everyone who will watch this in the days to come, in the months to come, in the years to come. It's 2021 here now, so it's turning 2021. So you may be watching this in 2022 or 2023, but Happy New Year, whichever day you're watching this. So we are in January, and so what that usually means is new series. How many of you all really enjoyed our Hello, My Name Is series today? How many of you all, really enjoyed that? The praise team is like, where do we go? Because I know you're usually not used to seeing them, right? You're usually not used to seeing them. You're only used to seeing Sister Laura, and then it panned to me, and then I'd be behind the NBCC logo backdrop. But we've done something different, and I hope that you like what we've done different. I hope you like the video that was in the beginning. It was pretty cool, wasn't it? You know, I don't know if you all remember, but we did a video like that with Eli for Easter. Do y'all remember that? We did that for Eli for Easter. And so we wanted to show you all what we did in 2020. We have new doors now. We have lights, we have stage design now, and so I am extremely thankful for this year, and I'm thankful for what God is going to do in 2021. So with that being said, it is January, so we are in a new series. Everybody type in the comment bar, new series, and what is the series this month? The series is this, 2021. And so we're going to open up. Let's look from God in prayer this morning. God, we love you. We thank you. We honor you for who you are. We pray, Lord God, that this year will be filled with great things, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that your people will be healthy spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, mentally, and relationally, Lord God. We thank you that this year will be a great year for us. So, God, I thank you for strong immune systems this year. We thank you, Lord God, that no disease shall come nigh our dwelling. And so, God, we thank you and we love you. We honor you. I pray that you move Lester Bell Jr. out of the way and that you allow Holy Spirit to speak through me. So we love you. We thank you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So 2021. Wow. We made it. I know 2020 seemed like 2 years. I remember last year I told one of our married couples that we married back in 2019, happy 2-year anniversary. And they were like, what? 2 years? It's only 1 year. So I know for me, it felt like 2020 was 2 years, but it was only 1 year. And so I want to open up this series 2021 with this. 2021 with God. I want to use for a topic this morning, 2021 with God. And hopefully you get the flow of what I'm trying to say. 2021 with God. See, we should be one with God, right? And so 2020 was a tumultuous year for the world at large.
The whole world went on shutdown. The whole world went on lockdown. The whole world was affected by the racial tensions that we had here in the United States of America. We had some racial tensions. We had some we had some social unrest. We had a lot of riots going on. So 2020 was a tumultuous year because we had a lot of things going on. But guess what? 2020 was not a surprise to God. 2020 was not a surprise to God. And let me tell you something. 2021 would not be a surprise to God either, because God is past, present, and future, right? So 2020 taught us some lessons on what is really essential. And I believe in 2021, we will see those essentials in action. See, we found out last year that toilet paper was essential, right? Everybody was buying up all the toilet tissue. Remember me and Lady Pilo, I went to Publix one day and there was no toilet tissue. There was no paper towels. And we were like, wow, this thing must really cause diarrhea as well. Because I'm telling you, people was buying up the tissue, buying it up like they were putting stock into Scott Paper Company. Is Scott Paper Company still open? I don't know. But 2020 taught us a lot of things of what was essential. 2020 taught us that family was essential. 2020 taught us that loving one another was essential. 2020 taught us that our health is essential. And as we go along in this series, I'm going to give you more and more of what the vision of the house is that God gave me back in 2020 for 2021. And it's going to be something that's going to be really tangible. And so because I believe that God is really taking us from a philosophical knowing of who we think he is to a truth of knowing who he is, because he really wants us to know who he is. See, God really wants us to stop playing church. And I believe 2020 was the great reset. It reset a lot of things in a lot of areas. And so listen to this. My first point is this. Our 2021 should be with God. Our 2021 should be with God. And so we learned in the last series, right? Hello, my name is, that God is Jehovah Shammah. And what does Jehovah Shammah mean? Jehovah Shammah means that God is there. And so we learned that in 2020, that God is Jehovah Shammah. So listen to this. So God was there. So God was there with us in 2020. And guess what? He's going to be there with us in 2021 as well. And so we learn also in our last series that God is El Olam. We learned that God is El Olam, right? And what is El Olam? El Olam is the everlasting Father. So God is from everlasting to everlasting. He is God. And so God is past, present, future, all at once. Aren't you glad you serve a God that God is past, present, future, all at once? I'm so thankful to have a God that's not limited to time or space. See, God is already at the end of 2021. He's in the beginning of 2021. He's in the mid months of 2021, and he's at the end of 2021. So that's why 2020 was not a surprise to him, because he already knew the end from the beginning. And so if we look at the past and see who God was, we can learn who God is. I'm going to say that again. If we look at the past and see who God was, we can learn who God is. And so let's go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. And this is what the scripture says. And I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Version. It says this. It says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. He who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, the ruler of all. And so God is, God was, God is, and God is to come. See, I really want you to catch that revelation, because, see, when you catch the revelation that God was, God is, and God is to come, then you won't have any anxiety about the past. You won't even have any anxiety about the future, rather. Because we are depressed about our past, but we have anxiety about the future. So when we understand that God is, God was, and God is to come, we don't have to worry about what 2021 will bring. Because when we understand that our 2021 should be with God, then we have nothing to worry about. And so I believe in 2021, God is calling us to elevate our relationship with him and move from just a knowledge of him to the truth of him. See, God wants us to just move from a philosophical knowing. Oh, I know God. See, people in church, we're like, oh, I know God. I know God. But how do you treat your neighbor? Do you love your neighbor that doesn't look like you? Do you love your neighbor that doesn't think like you? Do you love your neighbor who doesn't believe like you? You know, God is really calling us to move from a just, I know him, to he want us to be love in action. He want us to be living epistles. And so this leads me to my next point, which is this. Just because we have a knowledge of who we think God is does not mean we truly apply what God tells us to do. I'm going to say that again. Just because we have a knowledge of who we think God is does not mean we truly apply what God tells us to do. And so what are you saying, Pastor Jay? I'm saying this. I'm saying just because we think we know who God is. See, I know a lot of mean Christians, right? Isn't that an oxymoron? I know a lot of mean Christians. They'll say negative stuff about you. They will gossip about you. They will hurt your feelings. They will do things that aren't lining up with the word of God. But I believe God is calling us to line up with the word of God, truly love people, truly forgive people, truly be in peace. Because when we are in peace, see, when we are filled with love, guess what? We can give love away. But when we're not filled with love, we can't give love away. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. And this is, I'm reading from the Passion Translation. And I just want you to just follow along with me. Follow along on the screen. You can follow along right here under me. And this is what it says. It says, be faithful to guard the sweet harmony of the Holy Spirit among you in the bonds of peace. I just said that, right? Being one body and one spirit, as you were all called into the same glorious hope of divine destiny. For the Lord God is one, and so are we, for we share in one faith, one baptism, and one Father. And he is the perfect Father who leads us all, works through us all, and lives in us all. And I want to ask you this. Do we truly allow God to lead us? Do we truly allow God to lead us? Are you allowing God to lead your life? Are you really? Do we truly allow God to work through us? Do we allow God that opportunity to work through us? Or are we saying, God, hey, God, I got this figured out. I got it, God. You don't got to worry about it. You don't got to worry about it, sweetheart. I got it, God. See, God wants us to really put our trust in him, because when we put our trust in him and lean not into our own understanding, then God will direct our paths. And so my next question to you is this. Do we truly allow God to live in us? Do you truly allow God to live in you? Allow God to make his home and make his home within your heart? Because God is really looking for us to make our home his heart, make our heart his home. And so we can say all day, yeah, God leads me, God works through me, God lives in me. But the question is, are you really producing any fruit? Are you really producing any fruit? Because by their fruit shall you know them. And so God is calling for his people to be real and truly in relationship with him. So God in 2021, God is looking for your 2021 to be one with him. Because when we are one with him, then God can teach us, God can take our philosophical knowing of who we think he is and revolutionize our perception. And guess what happened? You'll see people differently. You'll treat people differently. You will just be different. You will be different. And so God is calling for us to go back to his original intent for our lives and why he created us. And so God created us to what? He created us to glorify. Me and Lady Pilar was talking about this other night. God created us to glorify his name, give him praise. And God also created us to extend his kingdom here on earth. See, we can talk about kingdom. I can talk to you till I'm black and blue in my face about kingdom. But until you actually see the tangible fruit of that, see, we can talk good. We can talk good all day. Yeah, I know God. Yeah, I'm a kingdom advancer. Yeah, I'm this. Yeah, I'm that. But until we actually put into play what the Word of God says, we're not just hearers, but we're doers of the Word. When we actually do that and become living epistles, then our life will change. Not only will our life change, but we will affect others' lives, and their life will change as well. So God is looking for us to truly advance the kingdom of God. He's not just looking for us to just talk about it. Oh, I know God. I know the kingdom. I'm in the kingdom. I'm a kingdom citizen. I'm just waiting to get to heaven so I can praise God, so I can live the life that God wants me to live. No, God wants you to live the life that He wants you to live for Him right here, right now. See, when you get saved, then you're heavenly, you are sealed. You are sealed in heaven. But when your focus is, I just want to get saved just to go to heaven, guess what happens? You forget about other people because your mind is there. And our minds should be set on things above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. But that means that when our heart is truly knitted with the heart of God, then we will treat people differently. We will love people. We will allow people to make mistakes because they don't answer to us. See, what really grinds my gears, if you watch Family Guy, is when people, see, they say that the church encourages council culture. And yes, a part of that is true. Yes, the church encourages council culture because if you do something that we don't agree with, and I'm saying we, you do something that we don't agree with, I've been a part of it, then we have this mindset of you in our mind that kind of shuns you off, like you cannot receive grace from God. But I believe in 2021, God is calling us to move past that and allow the same grace that we receive, that others should receive as well. Because when we allow others to receive the grace that God so freely gave through His Son, Jesus Christ, then we can experience that grace as well. But the moment we stop allowing others to experience the grace that God has for them, then we stop receiving the grace that God has for us. Because we have just stepped out of our rightful place into God's place. Well, this person did this, and they shouldn't receive grace, and they shouldn't receive this, and this person did that. They shouldn't receive this. They shouldn't receive the truth of who Christ is because they made this mistake. Guess what? It's okay. It's okay. They don't have to answer to you because you're not God Almighty. God is. And when we understand that, then we will allow grace to flow through us because we will understand that grace has flowed freely to us. So when you allow grace to flow, thank you, Holy Spirit, when you allow grace to flow freely to you, then you will allow grace to flow freely through you. That's good. So Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Let's go to Acts chapter 17, verse 28. And this is what the Word of God says, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. And it says this, it says, "It is through Him that we live and function and have our identity. Just as your own poets have said, our lineage comes from Him." So let me tell you this. You will never be able to find your identity in man-made constructs. You'll never be able to find your identity there. See, today there are so many things that you can label yourself by. You can label yourself by cisgender, binary, neutral, all of these. You can label yourself by, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm conservative, I'm liberal, I'm independent, I'm this, I'm that. See, we can label ourselves all that we want. See, when you label yourself, it's like changing out, those light stands. When you label yourself, it's like changing the lampshade that you put on top of the, because you know you can change out the lampshade, like, okay, I want to put this lampshade on today. I want to put this lampshade on today. I want to put this label on today. I want to put this label on today. There's so many labels, but we should really, this is what we should label ourselves. We should label ourselves as kingdom advancers. See, I'm really, in this year, I'm really going deeper into God, and God is saying, I really want you to advance the kingdom of God right here, right now. I don't want you to wait till you get to heaven to advance the kingdom. I want you to advance the kingdom right here, right now. See, I don't want you to wait to have to advance the kingdom because you can do it right here, right now. And so we cannot advance the kingdom if we do not allow God to lead us, work through us, and be in us. See, we'll never be able to lead a kingdom agenda if we don't allow God to lead us, work through us, and live in us. Because those are the requirements, because we have to have a relationship with God. And we can't just have a relationship with God. See, your relationship and my relationship with God. See, your relationship with God isn't determined by my relationship with God. Yes, I am your leader. I am your shepherd. I am your pastor. But my relationship with God doesn't determine your relationship with God, and vice versa. Your relationship with God does not determine my relationship with God, because it's a one-on-one thing. It's one-on-one. See, 2021, it's a one-on-one thing. And so, you know, most times, listen to this. And I was reading this in a book the other day. You know, most times people I believe most people in church suffer from loss aversion. They suffer from loss aversion. What is loss aversion, Pastor Jay? I'm glad you asked me. That's a good question. I know some people are like, what's loss aversion? What is he talking about? Like, what? Is it this academic? Like, this economical? So loss aversion is this. It's an economic term. So loss aversion, I'm going to read it to you word for word. Loss aversion is the phenomenon that we hate losing something more than we enjoy gaining its equivalent. I'm going to say it again. Loss aversion is the phenomenon that we hate losing something more than we enjoy gaining its equivalent. And so, for example, we would be more motivated if we felt we were losing money at a job rather than gaining more money at a job. So listen, so they say money, people say money is the root of all evil, but that's not true. It's for the love of money is the root of all evil. So let me give you an example. So if I'm working and someone offers me a raise to get better, I'm more motivated by if I lose money instead of gaining money. So if they say, okay, well, we're going to give you a raise if you do A, B, and C. I fail to do A, B, and C because I'm not motivated by more money. But if they say, we're going to take $3,000 away from your yearly salary because you don't do A, B, and C, I will be more motivated because I have something that I could lose. And so how do I think we suffer from this in the church? See, we are more motivated to keep the life we have instead of exchanging it for the life we have that God has for us. I'm gonna say it again. We're more motivated. We are more motivated to keep the life we have. So we're more motivated to keep, we say that our life is good. I'm self-made. I don't got nothing to worry about. I got this much money in the bank. I got these many degrees behind my name. I got this stable job that I think is stable, but 2020 taught us that your job may not necessarily be stable. 2020 taught us that your business may not necessarily be stable. It's because 2020 was a great reset. It was a great reset. So we are more motivated by hanging on to the life that we think will make us succeed than giving our life to Christ, which will truly make us succeed. So it's so easy, and I hear this all the time. When I go to church, I'm gonna just be bored. They born in the church. Look, church does not have to be born. You are the church. It does not have to be born. See, I believe that fun was created by God. And so I believe our perception has to change, because it's so easy to have the perception of feeling like we will miss out on the good life for the God life. But guess what? When you accept the God life, you accept the good life. When you accept the God life, you accept the good life. Guess what? A perfect example of loss aversion in the Bible is the children of Israel. Before crossing over into the land of milk and honey, there were some who complained that they would rather be in bondage in Egypt. So they was like, man, why did you take us? They was like, Moses, man, why did you take us trying to find this new land? Why? We would have been better off in bondage. Like, they was complaining. Like, they was like, Moses, this is beyond me. Why did you take me to this new land? And God had to kill off that generation because they were too busy complaining about being in bondage. We're the same way today. We would rather stay in bondage Instead of going into the promised land and possessing it, we would rather stay in the problem land and suffer in the problem land. See, that's what the children of Israel wanted to do. They wanted to go back to Egypt because they was like, well, at least we'll have some food here. At least we'll have some water. We'll be in bondage, but we'll have food and water. How easy is it for us today to want to stay in bondage because we think we have something stable there? But God is saying, look, I have a life better for you. I have a life that will go past your understanding. I have a life that will not only just bless you, I will bless you emotionally. I will bless you mentally. I will bless you physically. And so God wants to satisfy us with long life. God wants our soul to prosper and be in good health. God wants us to prosper. So we have to change our perception of, man, when I go to church, when I allow God my life, then I'm going to just be born. No, it doesn't have to be born. And look, Pastor Jay is not going to be one of those, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and he pitied every. No, that's not going to be us here, because God wants us to be an example. So when people see us, they say it's something different about them. What's different about them? It's because they spent their 2021 with God. They were one with God. So when we operate in our oneness with the Father, we do not have to worry about what we think we will lose. See, we always worry about, man, I'm going to lose this, 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 I'm going to lose that. If I become one with God, I'm going to lose all of these things. But really, when you become one with God, you will really gain life. Because your life will, God will only bless you here, but when you make it to heaven, you will live twice. See, this great artist that I know moved to Dallas, he wrote this song that says, "Salt, saints always live twice." It was in response to YOLO, you only live once. But saints always live twice, because you live here on earth, and then you'll live in heaven. And so, look that song up, it's by Money, Salt. I think the name of the song is Salt, S-A-L-T. Saints always live twice. But when we operate in our oneness with God, we operate in the greatness of who God is. We operate in the greatness of who God is. So let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. And I'm almost done. I know you're like, wow, Pastor Jay, you've been up a while today and you walking around. I am. I'm glad to be standing back up again. That sitting down is cool. But I really like to move around, kind of like our baby in the womb right now. He likes to move around. Lady Pilar said he'd be doing jumping jacks and aerobics and kicking and punching. And I can't wait till you all meet him this year. He's going to be a happy, healthy, whole baby boy. So we are excited. 2020 brought blessings, and 2021 will bring the manifestation of that. So I'm looking forward to it. So L3, when you're watching this in the future, just know I was talking about you in January before you were born. I believe you're going to be born in April. So we'll run the tape back if he is. So this is what it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. It says, as little children, you can be certain that you belong to God and have conquered them, for the one who is living in you is far greater than the one who is in the world. So your version may say, greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. So when you understand your oneness with God, then you will understand that God's greatness lives in you. And so when you understand your oneness and you operate in that oneness with God, then you understand that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Did you hear me? You can do all things through Christ. Not all things by yourself, but you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because you are operating in your oneness with God. See, we have to move out of this separatism that God is there and I'm here. That God is far, far, far away in heaven. He's so far away, I can't even see him. But God is really here. He's closer than your hands and feet. He's nearer than the breath that you breathe. So when we operate in our oneness with God, we operate in the original intent of why God created us. So when we operate, see, when we are one with God, then God can show us, this is why I created you. I created you to do this. I created you to do this. I created you to glorify my name through the gifts that I have given you. See, God has given you gifts. He's made you of value. So if no one tells you this year, I want to start this year by telling you, you are valuable. You have gifts within you, and those gifts within you will connect and help those people that are connected to you. So you have, remember, we have vertical relationships and we have horizontal relationships. So our vertical relationship is the only relationship that we will have with God. Our horizontal relationships are relationships that we will have with others. And so how you advance the kingdom of God will also have a consequence of affecting those that you are connected to, because you have people that you are connected to. So listen to this. When we operate in our oneness with God, we produce fruit. So remember I said earlier, by their fruit shall you know them. And it's talking about false prophets there. But I believe that's also talking about, that we should produce fruit as well, because we should produce fruit. See, people should be able to come up to us and say, it's something about them. They're just so peaceful in the midst of chaos. Why they got so much peace? Why they got so much love in the world of hate? Why they got so much love in the world of fear? Because hate is not the opposite of love. Fear is the opposite of love. And guess what hate comes out of? Hate comes out of fear. See, hate doesn't come out of fear, doesn't come out of hate. Hate comes out of fear because they are afraid. And so if you are afraid of something, then that usually means that sometimes you don't understand it. But when you get to have you ever noticed that you've been afraid of something, then you get to understand it, and then now you are no longer afraid of it because you have now understood what you thought you was afraid of. See, that's what love does. See, love casted out fear. So let's go to John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. This is going to be my last few scriptures. I'm going to give you a few how-tos, and we're going to see you on next Sunday. So this is what it says in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. It says this. It says, I am a true, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation, by the way. It says, I am a true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. So look, when you are going through things, you feel like you're going through pain, God is just pruning you for a greater harvest. So verse 3 says this, the words I have spoken over you have already cleansed you. So you must remain in life union with me, for I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit, so your life will be fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined to mine. I am the sprouting vine, and you are my branches. As you live in union with me as your source, fruitfulness will stream from within you. See, there it is. When you are one with God, fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separated from me, you are powerless. See, a lot of times the reason we don't have power is because we are separated from Christ. We are separated from God. But when we get in right standing with God, when we get in right relationship with God, it will affect every other relationship and every other perception that we have. So this is what it says in verse 6. If a person is separated from me, he is discarded. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire to be burned. Verse 7. But if you live in life union with me, if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire, and it will be done. When your lives bear abundant fruit, you demonstrate that you are my mature disciples who glorify my Father. So when your life is, when it bears abundant fruit, guess what will happen? You will advance the kingdom of God, and you will demonstrate that you are mature disciples who glorify God. So when you produce fruit, it's not for you to say, look at my fruit that I produced. Look at me. I produced this type of fruit. I produced this type of fruit. Oh, you didn't produce no fruit. You fruitless. And so we have to understand that the fruit that we produce is to glorify God, not us, not our neighbor, not our other neighbor. It's to glorify God. So, Pastor Jay, how do we 2021 with God? How do we 2021 with God? First one is this. Allow God to lead you. We must allow God to lead us. Because when we allow God to lead us, then he will lead us into truth. Because he has sent us a comforter, Holy Spirit. He will lead us into truth. He will help us. He will. Because, hear me. Holy Spirit knows everything that God knows. Because Holy Spirit is God. See, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God Holy Spirit. They're three in one. They're one, but it's three in one. They're one. So we have to allow God to lead us. Number two is this. We have to allow God to work through you. See, if you don't allow God to work through you, then you are powerless. The scripture said it. You are powerless. And what is the last one? It's this. Allow God to live in you. Allow God to live in you. Because the scripture says, it says this, but if you live in life union with me, and if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire, and it will be done. See, a lot of us have been asking amiss because we aren't living in Christ. We aren't one with God, so we've been asking amiss. We've been asking for God for things, but it doesn't line up with the word of God. And so we want to make sure that we allow God to live in us because the scripture says in him we live, move, and have our being. See, God is a being. I know the song says when you live, I know the song says, I tried Jesus. I think I tried Jesus. I looked at my hands. They looked new. I looked at my feet. They did too. It's really not about your physical being. It's more about your spiritual being. Because we are, our oneness and our connection with God is through our spirit. So when we allow our spirit to be connected to God's spirit, then God will lead us into truth. And so God, the scripture says that you can ask what you desire and it will be done. So when you are in God, then you can ask God for something and it will be done for you because you are in God. And so I want us to make sure in 2021 that first things first, that we start our 2021 with God. We not only start our 2021 with God, we be in the middle 2021 with God. So January all the way to December is 2021 with God. So we want to make sure that this year is a year that we renew our relationship with Christ. We renew our relationship with the Father. And we are 2021 with God. So if you are watching this and you desire to be saved, you desire to know Christ for yourself, you desire to have a relationship with him, I want you to text the word saved to the number coming up on the screen. And what will happen, someone will get in contact with you and we will pray the prayer of salvation with you. And guess what? We will rejoice with you. So if you desire to be saved, if you say, hey, look, Pastor Jay, I want to start my 2021 with God. I wanted to go through with God and I want to end with God. I want you to text the word saved to the number coming up on the screen. Also, 2021, if in 2020 you saw what was essential and you desire, see, community to me was essential in 2021 because community, see, what I learned in community is that it helps you, you know, it helps balance you, it helps keep you straight, you know, community has a way of just fulfilling your heart. And you, when you are in community, your life will be different, I guarantee you. So if you desire to join our community and connect with our community here in 2021, I want you to text the word EFAM, E-F-A-M, to the number coming up on the screen. E-F-A-M to the number coming up on the screen. And guess what? Someone will contact you. I will probably contact you as well. We'll rejoice with you and we'll say welcome to the MBCC community. Because look, I believe that God is about to do some amazing things here at NBCC. I know you just saw a little taste of it with some of the things that we've done to the building, but I believe God is about to take us to a whole nother dimension when it comes to our health, our spiritual health, our physical health, our financial health, our mental health, our emotional health, and guess what? Our relational health. Because a lot of times, the reason why our relationships are messed up is because we're not one with God. And so God is looking for us to be one with Him. So look, coming up on the screen now, we do this thing here called After Message. And in After Message, what we do, we just